Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We are such weenies. We are such weenies. I don't get it. I mean, there's a study saying that those of us who work 9 to 5 are going to be at higher risk of high blood pressure than higher risk of heart attack, stroke. Really, 9 to 5, you know, that, you know, tumble out of bed and swim to the kitchen, you know, the 9 to 5, right, working 9 to 5 thing. I don't think I've ever had a job that was 9 to 5. If I work 9 to 5, that would be a vacation. Okay, I mean, my hours were 5 a.m. to 8 p.m., you know, working 5 to 8, that's more, you know, my schedule. 9 to 5 would be a breeze. Any of you guys that have a 9 to 5 schedule, I would be kissing your boss's feet. You have no idea how cush that is, man. But I get what they're trying to say here, okay? Remember, we opened with this headline that the majority of us are going to be fat in the next 10 years. We already have a huge high blood pressure epidemic. A third of us are hypertensive. I run low, but it's probably going to happen to me eventually because, again, I'm not ideal weight. And, you know, dad has high blood pressure. I think mom might be getting high blood pressure. Everybody, you know, I don't know. I'm married. You're going to get high blood pressure. That just happens. But in this study, they think what's happening is these are long hours for people. 40 hours a week. Can you imagine if 9 to 5, oh my gosh, to be done with work at 5. That's incredible. I mean, no take home. To get to the office at 9, you could actually sleep in till 6:37. That's a dream. I don't get it. Maybe it's because I'm old school. You know, I had to get up at 3:45 to get to the hospital by 5. Just to work a 36-hour shift, 37, 8-hour shift, not to get to go home till after 6 if I was lucky, get to my house by 7, be able to go to bed just to wake up at 3 again. Yeah, oh well. Okay, I know you're sick of that story, but tough. It's just people are weenies. People are weenies. I mean, I'm telling my kids, they're going to have to be doing 80-hour weeks. If they think they're going to have to work a 40-hour week, and boo-hoo, it's going to be bad for their health. So according to this study, and let me see who I give credit to, Department of Quebec, this is out of Canada. Okay, we got to go easy on Canadians. Okay? I like Canadians. If you work less than 35 hours a week, or compared to those working less, if you worked more like 40 to 49 hours a week, you had a 70% greater likelihood of having white coat or masked hypertension. Why? Well, because you're sitting at a desk. Maybe it's because you're not exercising. Maybe it's because there's stress at work, which is something else I want to talk about. But before we go there, let's talk about masked or white coat hypertension. When I was in school, I didn't buy it. They said that there's a group of people that when they see your white coat, their blood pressure will spike. And don't treat them. It's because they're nervous with your white coat. I'm like, well, if they're nervous about my white coat, I'm wearing blue scrubs. I mean, I used to not wear a white coat for years just to not, you know, induce this anomaly with blood pressure. And I'm like, wait a second. What if a mother-in-law came into the room? Their blood pressure will spike. What if they saw a G-string? Their blood pressure will spike. If they're having blood pressure spikes, don't we need to treat that? No. It's white coat hypertension. We don't treat white coat hypertension. I never understood that as a student. I never understood that as a resident. I still don't understand that. Now they're starting to say, yeah, don't blow off white coat or masks hypertension. Well, duh. Because that means if you could be having a bad dream, some kid could lose their tennis ball in front of your car in the street. You have to slam on the brakes. You are going to sustain blood pressure spikes, whether you see a doctor or not. That means you have blood pressure issues, and you're going to be at risk for strokes. you're going to be at risk for heart disease. If your blood pressure spikes, you treat it. That's my philosophy on that one. But I think what's going on in this particular study, even though they already kind of accounted for strain and stress and all that, is as humans, we are not designed as animals to be sitting at a desk or sitting in a studio, okay? I know you guys are like, I'm not designed to hear this show. Okay, well, evolve. So we're not designed to be just sitting. Our bodies aren't designed for that. We're supposed to walk like our fellow primate brethren did in terms of, you know, shifting our weight on our shoulders like gorillas did. Instead, we sit upright. We sit on our butts. No wonder we have bad backs, big butts, bad hips. We need hip replacements. Animals in the animal kingdoms don't usually need hip replacements. Well, we do because we sit. We sit too much. And we sit in front of a screen. And we aren't out there in the wild. We're not getting sunlight. We're not getting fresh air. We're not breathing air from trees. We're breathing filtered air. We're getting our light from artificial sources, which I think is another reason why we have an obesity issue. Okay, our body wants natural sunlight. If you want to lose weight, you get outside. Got to be careful, melanoma, but still. So, you know, our blood pressure might be up because, again, this isn't the most opportune or ideal body activity that we do. And then, yeah, we do throw the stress. I mean, somebody could say, oh, yeah, I'm not stressed at work because I don't want to lose a job. Work is stressful. Thinking you're going to lose a job, thinking that your mouth and your kids' mouths are only getting fed based on the whim of a boss who could be a complete psycho is very scary. You might love your job. I've been in jobs where I love my jobs, but my boss would be one of the most, I guess, there's the right word for it without unpredictable. Just unpredictable. We thought this one person was on drugs, where just at a whim would just yell and fire people. And you're thinking, well, wait a second. Okay, I need some stability here. And yet in the animal kingdom, you have the power. You're like, you know what? I'm going to go hunt for my next zebra. Or I'm going to tell my lioness to go hunt and gather some more. And the lioness is like, you know what? I'm going to hunt. Okay, you go get the seeds. I'll find the zebra. So it is very nerve-wracking. Having a job and having somebody over you that will decide if your family's going to get fed or not is very stressful. So my suggestion, have a job where you run the place, okay? You work for yourself. Exercise. Split it up between the day. Don't sit for 8 hours. And for love of God, don't just work 9 to 5. Work maybe a little bit in the morning, a little bit in the afternoon, a little bit at night. Get more hours in, but get more exercise in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-888-888-888. 888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
Oh, it's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Let me apologize right now for giving you guys this next story. I cannot stand these headlines when there is absolutely nothing you could do about it. So the latest headline is, if you were born in the summer, if you're a girl, like I am, and my birthday's in June, June 16th, we are 12% more likely to die of a heart attack. Are you kidding me? And if you were born in April, you have a higher risk of heart disease. Risk was lowest for women who were born in December. I don't know what the hell we're supposed to do with that, because you can't change that. I guess be prepared, go to the doctor more. So according to this latest study, heart disease deaths were up to 12% more common among women who entered the world in warmer months compared to November. April appeared to be the riskiest month and December the least risky. Scientists cannot explain why. Well, then don't publish this article, all right? But I get it. It's science. We need to know about it. Past research has suggested seasonal differences in what people eat, air pollution levels, sunlight levels. That could all impact the child's long-term health. The team said there could be a small but real seasonal effect on people's hearts. Further trials are needed to confirm the link. Some researchers at the Brigham and Women's Hospital at Harvard Medical School in Boston looked at 116,000 women in the U.S. So this is a big sample size. All were aged between 30 and 55 at the beginning of the study in 1976, and they were followed up for 38 years. During that time, 43,000 of them died, 83,000 of them of heart disease. So remember, they were between 30 and 55 in the 70s. And then they followed them for 38 years. So some of them, you know, were 90, you know, at the time of death. Okay? And they said being born in the spring made someone 10% more likely to be part of a heart death group than being born in November. Meanwhile, a summer birthday increased the risk by 9%. Women whose birthdays were in April were 12% more likely to die. So I'm in the 9% group because my birthday is June 16. Yeah, I want presents. Yeah, love my birthday. Being born in March raised the heart risk by 9%. May and July, 8%. June, 7%. Oh, okay, that's me, 7%. Yay. Women born in December, 5% less likely to die. So this apparently, there's growing evidence. This isn't the first time they've said that if you're born in the spring or summer, you have high cardiovascular mortality. So, you know, let's say there is something to this. They think maybe air pollution is worse in the summer because nitrogen dioxide from exhaust fumes, more people are outside, more people in the cars. So you're breathing that in more, heat. Exhaust fumes can react with the heat from sunlight, create ozone. Maybe they say people eat fewer fruit and vegetables in the winter because they're out of season. Maybe they get less vitamin D. But, again, I'm not sure what that means if babies are born in December. If babies born in December are at a higher, you know, I guess, advantage. My concern as a medical student, and I didn't really manipulate my getting pregnant as much as I wanted to in terms of this. So when I got pregnant, I'm not going to talk about the conception, okay? Don't know what music was playing, and I don't know how many minutes it lasted, but I had a very, very strict career schedule, and I felt really guilty about this, but I found that it was going to be so easy for me not to have kids. I mean, one is you're already in debt for medical school, right? Yeah, I mean, 11 years of schooling. You have your residency, and then as soon as you get out of your residency, those bills come. I mean, your mailbox is full of student loan bills. And I had to take a little bit extra to get married. So I needed to start working right away. And I luckily was offered a job before I even left residency. I had been also working in Arizona as an ER doc and urgent care doc before the kids were born. So I knew that it was going to be so easy for me to put off having kids. And once I started my post-scholastic academic career, it'd be impossible. So we forced ourselves to have a baby when I was still in residency. And we timed it such that it worked around our rotations. I would have had all the babies delivered. I would have had all my core requirements done, and I could line up my electives at the end of the third year, and that could be when I have a baby. I could do some of my electives with friends who already had offices so that I could bring the baby, breastfeed them, leave them in the office, and trust that that would be a place where the kid wouldn't get trampled on, etc. And so I manipulated it that way. But the kid was born in February. That was so. The next time around, we decided, okay, you know what? We need to have another kid. And we decided this when it was my kid's birthday party. This was in February, a couple years later. And we're like, you know what? If we're going to do this, let's do it now. And then that night, we decided to have Brock. So I should have put a little bit more thought. So Brock was born, then he had to come out early because he wasn't growing. So he came out at end of October. One thing, though, I dreaded when I was a resident, is having a newborn during flu season. Flu season roughly starts October, ends May, right? But peak is December, January. November, December, January. Right now, we're seeing some pretty peak. Apparently, I think in Great Britain, we're going to talk about. I think they've had a threefold rise in flu numbers than they did this time last year. So flu is rampant. It's out there. And I didn't want a newborn because I didn't know how good I'd be able to breastfeed. And, you know, even if my breast milk, you know, was going to have enough antibodies anyway. So I wanted to give birth as it got warmer, because then the baby wouldn't have to deal with a lot of the illness that happens during winter. But I'm wondering if that plays a part to this. Because if babies are more likely to get sick and colds and stuff in the winter, they might not be as plump and quote-unquote healthy as those that don't really have to deal with a cold until they're about 6 months old. But maybe that then puts you at risk of then being obese or being at higher risk for heart disease. So, you know, even though I kind of like make fun of these studies because there's not much we could do, I do think that there is some cool science in terms of figuring out when you're born and zodiac signs. Remember we talked about zodiac signs where people who are Aries have more head issues? I think Geminis have not so much mood issues. They try to say that split personality, but it's not true. If I had an issue being a Gemini, and I am a Gemini, it would be, you know, carb obsession. I love carbs. But I really do think there is something to when you're born and seasons. We manipulate it too much where we keep you indoors and we don't take you outside. And like right now, I'm in a studio that's about 70 some degrees. I have no idea if it's summer or winter. My body doesn't, because again, I'm in a studio and I have artificial light. But in the olden days, you know, if the baby was born in the cold, or if the baby was born in the heat, if the baby was born in the cold, maybe what they had to do was use more of their brown fat to stay warm. And maybe they had increased metabolism. So that would be interesting. Are summer babies more likely to have more obesity issues? They say babies born in the autumn and winter may face higher risk of depression later in life. They found mothers who gave birth in these two seasons had higher levels of cortisol or stress hormone in their saliva, autumn and winter. And maybe it's because the kids are going back to school, the kids are running around, you got, you know, more, summer is more relaxing. Experts say evidence shows too much of the hormone in pregnancy could raise the risk of baby developing psychiatric disorders. So researchers at Cardiff University were the first to report the effects of seasons on maternal cortisol levels in late pregnancy. And they looked at 316 women in Wales, and they found that giving birth in the autumn or winter had 20% more cortisol in their saliva than if they gave birth in spring or summer. And then cortisol levels would drop. Cortisol is our stress hormone. So I think it's pretty cool. The only problem is, what the hell are you supposed to do with that? I mean, and, you know, honestly, whether you were born December 8th or if you were born June 12th, heart disease is going to face all of us. Heart disease is the number one killer. You got to watch your cholesterol. You got to watch your blood pressure. You got to watch your blood sugar. You got to exercise more. You got to avoid eating a lot of fats, eating too many carbs. You got to cut your stress. If there is a family history of heart disease, you need to have a cardiologist peeking at your heart, doing maybe a stress test, maybe get an echocardiogram, get an EKG. I always thought if your birthday was near Christmas, that would be really stressful because nobody's really caring about your birthday. They only cared about Christmas. And then you only get one present. And they go, oh, this is your Christmas and birthday present. I'm like, what? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is condemning the Democratic-led House for passing articles of impeachment against President Trump.
House Democrats have conducted the most rushed, least thorough, and most unfair impeachment inquiry in modern history.
Opening the Senate, McConnell said the impeachment was fueled by partisan rage. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is announcing new actions against Iranian leaders over human rights abuses.
And to show that we mean what we say today, I'm announcing several new actions in support of the Iranian people. First, I have redesignated Iran as a country of particular concern under the International Religious Freedom Act.
Pompeo, speaking at the State Department, says the U.S. Treasury will impose sanctions on two judges who have imposed harsh sentences on Iranian citizens. This is USA Radio News.
Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So remember yesterday I was talking about how this influenza B that's going around, I don't think is supposed to be the main star of our flu season, where it was predicted because of Australia that it's supposed to be H3N2, and how we are going to be getting a second wave, probably of influenza A. Influenza B isn't as vicious as influenza A. And a couple of years ago, it was kind of flipped. We lost a lot of people. 80,000 people died that season because we had both influenza A and then a second wave of B. Well, I'm right. I'm right. I hope I'm not right. But whenever I tell you guys things, I'm not pulling it out of my rich peritoneum. Now we have researchers at the Biocomplexity Institute who do want to brace ourselves for a second wave. Now, we got a little bit of good news, but we also got some bad news. So, the 2019 to 2020 flu season, which is what we're in right now, 19 to 20, is more active than normal. It's not as bad so far, knock on wood, as the one 2 years ago. But we've already had about 1,300 deaths. Thousands were hospitalized. It's pretty bad. But luckily not as bad as years past, but it's early. The main flu is the influenza B, which can cause pandemics, but it just doesn't seem to be as vicious as the H3N2 or even swine flu, H1N1. They say patient visits are down compared to the previous week in much of the country, indicating that the influenza B wave may have reached a peak and has started to decline in the coming weeks. That's according to Biocomplexity Institute at the University of Virginia, who work with AccuWeather. So many of you are like, all right, we peaked. Before Christmas, flu peaked. We're good. We're in the clear. No. Flu never ends early. So what might be good news is actually bad. Researchers expect that an unfortunately influenza A wave will arrive. The percentage of visits for influenza-like illnesses did drop the last week. Nationwide, according to CDC, 3.2% of patient visits reported through the U.S. Outpatient Influenza-Like Illness Surveillance Network, or ILINET, were due to ILI, influenza-like illness. The percentage was down 3.5% last week, but still above the national baseline of 2.4% for the fifth straight week. Remember I told you guys last week, I'm like, you know what, I'm not hearing as much flu, but I'm definitely hearing a lot more stomach bugs and things like that, and colds, a lot of colds. And they say last year, levels of ILI, influenza-like illness in the U.S., were at or above baseline normal for 21 straight weeks. The longest above baseline flu season was 2007 to 2008. That was really bad and long. Now, Louisiana, Alabama, there's still a bunch of states out there that have high spread flu activity. They do. But if we start to see levels go down with this one, we start to suspect that we have another one creeping up. And remember we talked about yesterday, can you get flu and a cold at the same time? Technically, yes, but you don't really see it often. Why? Because the bigger, meaner virus wins. My guess is influenza B is trying to get the hell out of the way. I'm sure viruses talk like that. I'm sure they do. Hey, I'm here. Move. I ain't going anywhere. You could kiss my... Move. I'm out. I'm down here. And the reason why is viruses have to compete for a host. If it's a similar host, one's going to win. That's the way it works in nature. They say last week, more than half the states of the nation were at the highest level in the last decade for this time of year. That number fell to 19 states this week. But all regions of the country are still in very active transmission phase. And influenza A is starting to rise. It's in the slow and steady state. So we don't know when influenza A will start surging. B is going to go down first, and then they think influenza A is going to start picking up at the new year, and then we're going to see a lot of that in January. So what does that mean? Well, it means you need to make sure you get your flu shot. You don't necessarily need to get two flu shots, but if you didn't get your flu shot, I talked to somebody today, sounded like he had the flu. I go, did you get your flu shot this year? Yeah. When? February. That was for the other flu season. You need to get it for this flu season. They say if there is a second peak, it's going to resemble last year, which saw a small rise in cases earlier and then a large boost. The 2019-2020 follows two bad flu seasons. Last year, there was 36,000 to 61,000 flu deaths. During the 2017-2018, the CDC says 61,000, but I heard there were 80. Now, what's going on in other countries? Well, we're hearing in England, not too good. Apparently, the minister of NHS says hospitals are treating 8 times more patients than a year ago, and 40% of their healthcare workers have not been vaccinated. So they're seeing a huge uptick. Of course, they have less people than we do, but when a hospital worker doesn't get vaccinated for the flu, they could carry it, and they could shed it even if they don't get sick. There's a lot of debate, and we haven't heard much debate because the impeachment headlines have taken over the news, but every year we have a debate on whether an employer could mandate that you get the flu shot. and somebody panics and they're worried they'll get Guillain-Barré, or they'll worry that they'll get sick from the flu shot and they don't want to, and then it hits the news saying they're, you know, losing their rights. And I am a little torn on if the Constitution does protect us against somebody sticking something into your body that you don't want, even if it's supposed to help public health. So it is, that's I really predict that's going to be heading to the Supreme Court one of these days. Can the government make you as a healthy individual get a vaccine? I mean, in the Army, in the military you do, and for schools you do. But there's a lot of pushback because people are still worried about rare one-offs that could happen. Or a Guillain-Barré where you start to, your immune system gets triggered and then starts to fight your own body, the nervous system. So, you know, people are a little panicked. And as a doctor, I could appreciate that. I'm pro-vaccine and I want people vaccinated, but I could appreciate the idea of, because again, I'm pro-constitution, government saying, give me your healthy baby and, you know, I want them vaccinated for this, 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 this. I'm also a little, you know, iffy on why we have some vaccines mandatory and others not. Flu kills tens of thousands a year, and nobody's suggesting that be mandatory. Yet you don't get your measles shot, you're not allowed to use public transportation or go to a school in some parts of the country. So, you know, where's the consistency? But for healthcare workers, it's tricky. You want to, in your most vulnerable state, not be vulnerable to flu. And if somebody doesn't get sick from the flu, but they aren't vaccinated and they get exposed, they could carry it, shed it, and give it back, give it to you. And so the healthcare workers are like, but look, I get sick from the flu shot. I really don't want the flu shot. I don't usually get the flu. I'm good. Is that good enough? Well, we understand about viruses, it can be passed even if the host isn't sick. So most healthcare workers want to keep their jobs and they don't want to make waves, and so they get the flu shot. Or they'll show some sort of exemption if they do get sick from the flu shot. And that's kind of tricky because people say, yeah, you know, somebody in my family had a neurological issue with one, so I don't want to get it. And, you know, for some schools, they're like, I don't care. And for others, you know, for some patients, I'm like, look, you got to listen to me. I do not want to get the shot. I mean, you know, I think with the whole vaccine controversy, we're not going to, you know, find a common ground because some people are really, really scared out there. We're trying to do our best to stop misinformation from, you know, changing their decisions, but or you know, manipulating their decisions. But, you know, when some people, you know, see or hear something that happened to a family member, they're pretty scared. But I think for the most part, healthcare workers especially, they got to get the flu shot. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, scientists are developing a smart toilet. We've heard about this for a while. Where basically you pee, and they say it can detect illnesses before you even have symptoms. May come with some privacy risks, of course. But they are hoping that smart toilets create a snapshot of your health and day-to-day life. So what is this all about? So, usually when you go to the doctor, you pee in a cup. They analyze it for at least 10 different components. And then they go, well, you have too much sugar, you got blood, you got protein, and they could deduce a whole bunch of things. Bilirubin. But we want to do things from home. Right now, the wave of the future is doing stuff at home and doctors being elsewhere, maybe even a foreign country, analyzing your stuff and giving your opinion. Not my favorite. I really like the face-to-face, but it happens. And they say because the urine analysis is sent to a physician's office through this toilet, an employee or online hacker can intercept the data, see your health and lifestyle, and possibly there could be a privacy risk. So what comes with wherever there's good, there's bad, pros and cons. Pros are you can do stuff from home. Cons are hackers can get it. Now, some of you don't care. Doesn't necessarily mean there's a camera in the bowl, so it doesn't kind of see your, you know, undercarriage. But it is kind of, you know, it's kind of revealing what's in your urine. But apparently, two scientists don't really care about the hacking risk. They have developed a device which is capable of detecting UTIs, urinary tract infections, kidney disease, diabetes, and other metabolic disorders before symptoms appear. And the smart toilet is currently in development phases and is being constructed by a team at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Scientists are calling this a non-invasive way to collect and compile your health information right from your own home. Urine can be tested for sugar. It can be tested for liver byproducts, protein, which means your kidneys might not be working well. So there's a whole bunch of things. And the liquid also contains metabolic links to more than 600 human conditions, like cancer, diabetes, kidney disease. And so looking at the urine, we could tell if you're in ketosis, doing the keto diet, exercising. They say they can even tell sleep patterns and other lifestyle choices. So the team at UW-Madison is incorporating a portable mass spectrometer that can pinpoint markers and samples before individuals show symptoms. Using machines such as gas chromatographs and mass spectrometers, they analyze urinary metabolites. Approximately 110 samples were analyzed over a 10-day period, and they say the team was able to create snapshots of each individual's day-to-day health. So when somebody's like, how did this stuff work? Well, you don't reveal anything, right, to the testers. You pee. Then they go, okay, well, you do this, 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 and this. You're like, whoa, it's kind of like a magic trick. Although my guess is they told somebody else their issues. Joshua Kuhn and Ian Miller were the scientists behind the smart toilet and the two participants in the study, and they found that the molecular makeup of their urine showed them how much they slept, how much they exercised, how much alcohol or coffee they had drunk, and when and how much over-the-counter medication they had taken. That's pretty revealing. So they hope a finished project will be available in 5 years, but they understand that a hacker could see the data. In a scenario offered by Kuhn, an employer could secretly analyze the urine of a potential employee and find out about his or her health and lifestyle. So last year, European Space Agency and MIT teamed up with sanitation specialists to create the FitLoo, which will screen urine for the presence of extra proteins and glucose, gathering data through sensors located inside the bowl. These will detect fluctuations in level of these substances, as well as the presence of other markers that might be early warning of cancer or diabetes. And then the data could be beamed to your smartphone or to your GP's office so they could keep a remote eye. Okay, can I stop here for a second? So much of this technology is saying that they could beam it or send it to your doctor. That's something that everybody's excited about. Wow, I could be home and all this information will go to my doctor. Where is your doctor in all this? Is your doctor just kind of sitting there? Going, you know what, I'm going to stop my day because I think Bob is going to go pee-pee. And I cannot wait for Bob to go pee-pee so I can look at his data. You know, as a doctor, I love the idea that I could be getting all this information on my patients. It's just, when would I have really had time to read it? You know, my day was the second I walked in, I had patients ready to be seen. And I would see them. And then, you know, many would be late or, you know, would try to book as many as, you know, people needed. And then I had to go home and deal with the kids. I would try to review the labs on my lunch. I never took lunch. A lot of times I saw patients through lunch because, again, they had a lunch hour. They needed to be seen. So we would stagger the staff where some people took lunch at 11 to 12, some 11:30 to 12:30, some from 12 to 1. So I could still see patients. But I would basically look at labs and look at results on my lunch. Do you get paid to review labs, call in a referral, make a decision, try to call a patient? Usually no. There's supposed to be codes, but most of the time you don't get paid. So I know that technology now is all about your GP or your doctor will be able to, without you going in to see them, get all this information and help you remotely. Well, that's nice, but if that doctor's not getting paid, chances are you're going to get a call from the doctor's office, which is kind of what we had to do and a lot of doctor's offices do, is we got your mammogram report, come in and be seen so we could go over it and decide what to do, you know, with what you want to do. Now, as a doctor, I need to tell you, that really is the best way to discuss your lab results in person, because I can't tell you how many times doctors do not get your lab results. And you're like, oh, no news is good news. And so then what happens is, if they don't get your mammogram result and it's negative, or it's abnormal, I should say, and you think you didn't hear from the doctor's office, you're good. But if you go in for a visit and you're like, well, I'm here for my mammogram result, it forces the staff to make sure they have it, make sure the doctor reads it. And because it's your visit, there's a designated time you know that your doctor's looking at that report. And so many times for the important tests like that, I'm like, you need to come in so we can discuss. Normal mammograms would call and say you're good. But, you know, if we're doing a whole battery of tests for your physical, I'd say come back so we could review them. But that's not what people want. If the Obamacare allows one free physical, they don't want to pay for a follow-up for everything. And then doctors have to decide, are we going to, you know, when are we going to spend time on the phone with you for free going through each and every result? So most doctors say you got to come back for your results. And it's tricky. As a patient, you're like, but I my insurance won't pay. I got a big deductible. So, I mean, I got to be really honest. In terms of the practicality of your doctor getting these results, what's probably going to happen is it's going to be kind of like telemedicine, where it's not your regular doctor, but there will be basically telemedicine doctors that are designed to just read your results and then tell you what to do. But it's... your primary care doctor is busy, and if they're not going to get paid, and if they're not going to have the time because they have a busy day, I mean, look what's going on with the NHS in England. These doctors, they can't see enough patients in a day. So when are they supposed to look at your toilet readings? Now, what people are going to demand then is that we do it ourselves. If there's not enough providers, then fine. Give me the education, I'll learn it myself, and I'll decide what to do. Yeah, but there's little nuances. You know, that's not the safest. So what I suggest to any scientist is before you get everybody all excited about this new technology, can you make sure we have the infrastructure in place where there are going to be doctors that are going to flip and be there? 1-877-DOLLY.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.